Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive Episode 9. We are your podcasters, Anita Idle and Alex Irish. Let's jump right in.
Today we are really digging into the U.S. Postal Service's huge network modernization plan. Specifically, we're looking at this pretty stunning tech upgrade happening right now in Dallas. And from what we're seeing, it promises to, you know, fundamentally change how their whole logistics network operates.
Absolutely. And if you're working anywhere in the supply chain, these initial stats are something you really need to pay attention to. I mean, we're talking about a single machine upgrade in one location that's boosting package processing capacity by an astonishing 500%.
500%.
Yeah, that's the core insight we really need to unpack today.
That kind of capacity change is just staggering. So this is all centered on the new multi-induct matrix sorter, the MIMS.
Right, the MIMS. It was just installed at the Dallas Regional Transfer Hub, or what they call the RTH.
And the headline numbers are what, 70,000 packages an hour? 70,000 an hour, which works out to about 1.5 million packages every single day. But the real deep dive here isn't just the raw speed, it's about what it can do. You see, the older sorters, they had these single lane bottlenecks. They often couldn't handle parcels of different shapes and sizes, the non-machinable items.
Ah, so that's the key differentiator, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
The MIMS uses multiple induction points at the same time. It basically just removes that physical constraint so it can handle all these diverse packages dynamically.
So beyond that 500% capacity jump, they're also seeing a 22% increase in operational efficiency, which is a huge metric for sustainability.
It is. It signals a true generational leap. It's a move away from just high-speed processing of, you know, uniform boxes to true adaptive logistics. When the executive plant manager, Billy Mays, said these investments are more than just an upgrade, he was really signaling buy-in for a much, much larger transformation.
Right. That quote about the future is the perfect bridge, because Dallas is just one piece of a much bigger puzzle.
Yes.
This is part of a decade-long strategy, isn't it? We're talking massive capital investment.
Indeed. The USPS has already committed nearly $19.8 billion.
Just to date.
Just to date. That's just for revamping their processing and transportation networks. The overall plan, the whole strategic investment to overhaul their aging infrastructure, is more than $40 billion.
Okay, so when you hear a number that big, especially for a federal agency, you have to ask about funding. Is that $40 billion enough to, you know, stay competitive with private carriers like FedEx and UPS, especially with e-commerce booming?
Well, the sources confirm this investment is fundamentally about that. It's about staying competitive. And if you look at their structure, the USPS is an independent federal establishment. They're mandated to be self-financing. They serve over 170 million addresses, 6 or 7 days a week.
And this is the detail people often miss. The Postal Service generally receives no tax dollars for its operating expenses. They have to fund this entire $40 billion transformation themselves, just through the sale of postage and services.
That self-financing requirement completely transforms their strategy. It means these upgrades aren't just for better service. They're a business necessity. They're trying to drive the organization toward long-term financial stability. They have to act like a profit-driven company to afford this kind of overhaul.
So if you are a logistics partner or a large sender, or even just someone who relies on dependable delivery, what does this shift from manual to automated processing really mean for you?
It means that a 1.5 million package per day capacity at a key hub like Dallas creates a massive pressure release valve for the entire system, especially during peak seasons, you know. For the customer, this should translate into more consistent shipping rates, better reliability, and much better tracking. It positions them to stay a core player in the e-commerce game.
So I guess the real thought for you to explore is this. How quickly does the USPS have to roll out the rest of that $40 billion investment across the country to keep the advantage this one Dallas facility gives them? That's the real race the whole sector is watching.
It really signals a necessary evolution for the nation's foundational delivery network. They're preparing for the future.
Thank you for listening today. We look forward to you joining us again on the next Deep Dive with the DFW PCC.